You're listening to SBS News.
In June, the federal right for women to obtain an abortion legally was overturned when the Supreme Court struck down its landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. In a concurring opinion, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should also reconsider its past rulings that allowed interracial marriage, guaranteed access to contraception, and the 2015 right to gay marriage. He says those decisions relied on the same legal arguments as Roe. However, the Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has now passed a bill by a vote of 267 to 157, with support from 47 Republicans, which establishes federal protections for gay marriage and prohibits anyone from denying the validity of a marriage based on the race or sex of the couple. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Mr. Chairman, we're here because just 3 weeks ago, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ripping away a woman's freedom over her most intimate health decisions. These radical justices took a wrecking ball to precedent of the court and privacy in the Constitution and placed even more of our cherished freedoms on the chopping block.
Some congressional Republicans have echoed Justice Thomas's arguments. Republican Senator Ted Cruz said on Saturday that the High Court was clearly wrong in establishing a federal right to gay marriage. Ms. Pelosi says the country cannot afford to dismiss the sentiments expressed by Justice Thomas and his supporters.
Make no mistake, while his legal reasoning is twisted and unsound, it is crucial that we take Justice Thomas and the extremist movement behind him at their word. This is what they intend to do. Indeed, just yesterday, a Republican senator declared that the Obergefell decision was clearly wrong, plainly suggesting right-wing interest in taking aim at marriage equality. We must act now to defend same-sex and interracial marriage from the bigotry and extremism.
The Obergefell case that Ms. Pelosi referred to was a Supreme Court decision in 2015 that ruled that same-sex marriage is protected under the Due Process and Equal Protection clauses of the 14th Amendment, which meant same-sex marriages bans were unconstitutional. However, Republican politicians say the Democrats are simply scaremongering and have an obsession with Justice Clarence Thomas on a par with their obsession with former President Donald Trump. Republican Jim Jordan says the new bill was a waste of time, and Democrats want to get more left-leaning justices into the Supreme Court to even up the current lineup.
For months, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee have pursued this narrative that the Supreme Court is somehow illegitimate. Members of the committee, including the chairman, have introduced a bill to pack the court, to add four associate justices to our highest court. The committee has held hearings that can only be interpreted as an attempt to lay the groundwork for an effort to impeach Justice Thomas. And today, the Democrats bring forward a bill that is completely unnecessary.
And Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana says the fuss revolves around the fact that the Democrats are running scared ahead of the November midterm elections in the U.S.
Listen, we live in an extraordinarily divided time, and reopening this policy, which is under no threat of any legislative or judicial body anywhere, seems more like an attempt by Democrats to stoke fear before the November elections rather than bring the country together.
The House will vote at the end of the week on a bill to guarantee nationwide access to contraception, another right that Justice Thomas suggested the court revisit. Alan Lee, SBS News.